Zechariah chapter 4, verse 2 and 3.
撒迦利亚书第四章第二、第三节。
And he said to me, What do you see? So I said, I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it, and on the stand seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl, and the other is its left, at its left.
撒迦利亚书第四章第二节，他问我说，你看见了什么？我说，我看见了一个纯金的灯台，顶上有灯盏，灯台上有七盏灯，每盏有七个管子，旁边有两棵橄榄树，一棵在灯盏的右边，一棵在灯盏的左边。
Then verse 6. So he answered and said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
第六节，他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是倚靠势力，不是倚靠才能，乃是倚靠我的灵，方能成事。
Then the middle part of verse 7. And he shall bring forth the capstone.
第七节的中间，他必搬出一块石头，
安在殿顶。
安在殿顶上。
Okay. Then verse 9, the first part. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it.
然后看第九节的前半，所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功。
Then verse 10, the second half, For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth.
第十节的后半，这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。
And then verse 11. Then I answered and said to him, What are these two olive trees at the right of the lampstand and at its left?
十一节，我又问天使说，这灯台左右的两棵橄榄树是什么意思？
And verse 14. So he said, These are the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth.
十四节，他说，这是两个受膏者站在普天下主的旁边。
And the last verse we're going to read is Revelation chapter 21, verse 3.
最后是启示录二十一章第三节。
The last book of the Bible, Revelation 21, verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
启示录二十一章第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同住，做他们的神。
Let's bow our head with a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord, please give us an open heaven and grant us your spirit of wisdom and revelation this morning.
主啊，求你今天早晨赐给我们敞开的天和赐智慧和启示的灵。
So that we can see and understand your heart's desire.
让我们能看见并明白你的心意。
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
The Bible is an amazing book. Even though there were more than 40 writers, yet it has a consistent theme throughout the book.
圣经是一本非常奇妙的书，虽然它有超过40位作者，但是它整本书都有一个连贯的主题。
Without God's inspiring, it is impossible for man to write such a book.
若不是神的感动，没有人能够写出这样的书。
That central theme is that God wants to gain a habitation among men, and he will dwell with them.
这中心的主题就是神要在人中间得着居所，而且与他们同住。
Toward the end of the book, in Revelation chapter 21, verse 3, as we just read,
在这书的末了，就是刚才读的《启示录》二十一章第三节。
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
In Old Testament, God chose the Israelites to be his people. As Exodus 25, verse 8, it says, And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
在旧约，神拣选以色列人做他的子民，就如在出埃及记25章8节说，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
In the New Testament, God chose the church to be a dwelling place of God in the Spirit, as described in Ephesians 2:22.
在新约，神拣选教会作为他的居所，如在以弗所书二章二十二节说，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Although God's people failed and were brought into captivity, and the physical temple was destroyed.
虽然神的子民失败了，他们被带到被掳之地，而那物质的殿被毁坏了。
Yet, God kept doing the work of recovery and rebuilding.
但神仍旧在做恢复和重建的工作。
The central theme and the purpose of God never changes. Until the coming about of the New Jerusalem, eventually at the end of the Bible.
这中心的思想和神的心意从来没有改变，直到在圣经的末了，再看到新耶路撒冷的降临。
This tells us the work of the building of God's house will be fulfilled and accomplished at the end.
这里就说到，神的工作和他的旨意到了最后必定会成就和完成。
In our Friday night Bible study group, we studied the books of minor prophets and the books of recovery.
在周五的查经组，我们读了小先知书和恢复的书卷。
In the book of Zechariah, chapter 1 to 6, God reveals 8 visions to the prophetZechariah, one of them is about the golden lampstand.
在撒迦利亚书第一章到第六章，神有八个启示，那其中的一个启示就是金灯台的启示。
Through the revelation of this vision, God once again reveals his heart's desire.
借着这个启示，神又显明了他的心意。
In Zechariah chapter 4, it mentions two things. One is the golden lampstand, and the other is the holy temple.
在撒迦利亚书第四章，那里讲到了两个物件，第一个是金灯台，第二个是圣殿。
Actually, they are two sides of the one coin. Both typify the church.
其实他们是一个铜板的两面。两样都是预表教会。
The lampstand emphasizes the shining forth of the light for God's glory.
这金灯台就注重在神的荣耀，如明光照耀。
The temple emphasizes the dwelling place of God for God to dwell.
这圣殿就预表了神的居所。
Now let us first look at the golden lampstand.
让我们先来看金灯台。
A picture is better than 1,000 words.
一幅画能胜过千言万语。
The golden lampstand is to shine forth light.
金灯台是要如同明光照耀。
In Zechariah chapter 4, we can see that the Israelite nation should be the golden lampstand to shine forth the light among the nations.
在撒迦利亚书第四章，我们看到以色列人他们应当如明光，要照亮了列国。
In Revelation chapter 1 verse 20 says, the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
在启示录第一章二十节说，那七个灯台就是七个教会。
Therefore, the church in the New Testament ought to shine forth the light for God on earth as well.
因此在新约里，这教会应当要为神照亮全地。
The vision of the golden lampstand also reveals to us what the condition of the church is supposed to be like.
而这金灯台的意象也向我们说出了这教会应当有的景况。
The golden lampstand has some characteristics, and I'm going to mention three of them.
金灯台有许多的特性，我要交通三点。
Number one, it is of pure gold.
第一，它是由金金所制作的。
According to Exodus chapter 25, it says it is of pure gold.
在出埃及记二十五章说，它是由金金制作的。
Gold represents the divine nature of God the Father.
金金就说出了天父的神圣的特质。
It is pure gold without any dross.
它是没有任何掺杂的金金。
So pure gold is the substance of this golden lampstand.
因此，金金是这金灯台的本质。
Israelite, being the testimony of God, should be a holy nation, a special treasure to God.
以色列人，他们作为神的选民，他们应当是圣洁的国度，他们是神的宝贝。
In the same manner, we as the church assembled together should be set apart, should be set apart.
教会我们被聚集在一起也应当分别出来。
To be the testimony of God, to manifest the glory of God without any man-made mixture.
我们应当要彰显神的荣耀，没有任何人的掺杂。
The church is not an ethnic club.Or any human organization.
这教会不是同乡会或者是属人的组织。
It is the golden lampstand of pure gold.
而是金金所制作的金灯台。
It is the testimony of God to testify His holiness and His glory.
是神的见证，要见证他的圣洁和他的荣耀。
Secondly,It is a hammer piece of work.
第二点，它是
hammered, yeah.
第二点，它是由金是锤打出来的。
In Exodus chapter 25, verse 31, the first half, it says, "You shall also make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be of hammered work."And the second half of verse 36 says, All of it shall be one hammered piece of pure gold.
出埃及记二十五章三十一节说，要用金金做一个灯台，都要连接一块锤出来。二十五章三十六节说，球和枝子要接连一块，都是一块金金锤出来的。
Amen. Being hammered typifies suffering affliction.
被锤出来就讲到患难和痛苦。
Gold that is hammered is to express God's glory.
被捶打出来的金金是要彰显神的荣耀。
As described in Exodus 25 verse 18, how the cherubim was made.
如同在出埃及记二十五章十八节说到的基路伯是如何被制作的。
It says, and you shall make two cherubim of gold of hammered work. You shall make them at the two ends of the mercy seat.
要用金子锤出两个基路伯来安在施恩座的两头。
Cherubim represents God's glory. They are hammered work of gold.
基路伯代表神的荣耀，它是锤打出来的金金。
When Christ was on earth, he experienced suffering and hammering. Yet he expressed God's glory.
当基督在地上的时候，他受到了捶打和患难，但是他却彰显了神的荣耀。
We too face some difficulties in our life, like small hammers beating on us.
我们今天也在环境中遇到许多的患难，就像那小锤子捶打我们。
Help us to be sanctified and to shine forth light for the Lord.
帮助我们成圣，好为主光照。
Let be thankful for the difficulties that we have encountered.
让我们为我们生活中的困难来感谢神。
Thirdly, the golden lampstand takes the burning of oil to shine.
第三，这金灯台需要烧油才能够照亮。
For the lampstand to shine forth light, there must be a burning of oil, and there must be a supply of olive oil.
为了 要这金灯台能照亮，必须要有油，必须要烧油，要有必须要有油的供应，有橄榄油的供应。
Therefore, in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 2, it says, There are two olive trees at both sides of the golden lampstand.
撒迦利亚书第四章第二节，灯台上有七盏灯，每盏有七个管子。
There are two, verse two, two olive trees at both sides.
我旁边有两棵的橄榄树。
These two olive trees are two anointed ones, explained in chapter 4, verse 14.
在第四章十四节，说到这两棵这就是两个位受膏者。
And Darby translated as two sons of oil.
这在达比圣经里头说到，翻译成这是膏油之子。
This refers to Zerubbabel and Joshua, who provide oil needed by the lampstand.
这就是指撒迦所罗巴伯和约书亚，他们供应了这油。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思?
In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 11, Zechariah asked the angel, Who are these two olive trees on the right of the lampstand and on its left?
撒迦利亚书四章十一节，这灯台左右的两棵橄榄树是什么意思?
Then in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 12, he further asked, What are the two olive branches beside the two gold pipes?That pour out golden oil.
四章十二节，他又问这两棵橄榄枝在两个流出金色的金嘴旁边是什么意思
？So in verse 11, there are two trees, and in verse 12, there are two branches.
所以在十一节有两棵橄榄树，在十二节有两根橄榄枝。
That means when the lampstand needs oil, the olive trees provide golden oil through the branches of the two gold.By the two gold pipes to the lampstand.
这就说到，当这灯需要油，而这橄榄树它能供应这金色的油给这橄榄给这灯台，是借着金嘴旁边的两个橄榄枝。
To apply to us, we are but the branches of the tree. We need to abide on the olive tree.
来应用在我们身上，我们就是树上的枝子，我们需要住在这树上。
So that.The oil, the gold, or God's life may outflow from us and through us to supply others.
因此这油，这金子就是神的性情，能从我们里面涌流出来，供应别人。
Please note that here, in verse 12, pouring out golden oil, according to Darby translation, it says flowing out of gold.
在这十二节这里说，流出金色的油，在达比的翻译是流出金子。
Here, oil is the gold, and the gold and the oil are one.
这里这油就是金子，油和金子合为一。
This is because only the Lord and His life can be a supply and help to man, and only the Lord can be the oil that is burned to shine forth the light.
这是因为只有主和他的生命能够供应人而帮助人，也只有主能够成为那油，能够照亮。
Now, how can olives become oil?
橄榄如何能成为油?
They have to be beaten and pressed.
他们必须被击打而且被压碎。
Brother Nee wrote a hymn, Olives that have known no pressure never can oil bestow.
尼弟兄写了这首诗歌，你若不压橄榄成渣，它就不能成油。
In Exodus chapter 27, verse 20, it says,
出埃及记27章20节说,
Command the Israelites to bring you clear oil of pressed olives for the light, so that the lamps may be kept burning.
你要吩咐以色列人，把那为点灯捣成的青橄榄油拿来给你，使灯常常点着。This
clear oil of pressed olives, Darby translating says, olive oil pure beaten.
在这里，达比的翻译就是橄榄油，纯净的，被打击的。So
the Lord allowed difficulties to fall upon us, and we are pressed and beaten.
因此主许可困难临到我们，好叫我们被击打、被压碎。It
is only to cause us the olives to flow oil and to flow gold to supply the needs of others.
叫我们这些橄榄能够流出油、流出金子，能够供应别人的需要。Oil
also typifies the Holy Spirit.
油也预表了圣灵。And
we are the sons of the oil.
而我们是受膏者,
or the son of oil. That's the Darby translation.
我们是受膏之子。
Amen. And Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, Do not get drunk of wine, be filled with the Spirit.
以弗所书5章18节,不要醉酒,乃要被圣灵充满。
What fills the inside flows outwardly.
我们里面所充满的就从外面流出来。If
we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we may outflow singing and praising to the Lord and thanksgiving to the Father instead of murmuring and complaints.
如果我们里面充满的是圣灵，我们所流露出来的就是诗歌颂词，而且把感谢归给父神，而不是发怨言和抱怨。I
think a brother a couple of weeks ago mentioned about this.
弟兄几周前曾经提到这事。
Such a kind of life will glorify God and let God be manifested through us.
这样的生命就能荣耀神，而且让我们叫神得荣耀。On
the contrary, if we are not filled with the Holy Spirit and be pressed, what comes out will be nothing but murmuring and bitterness.
相反的，如果我们不被圣灵充满，那从我们里面出来的就是发怨言和苦毒。In
Zechariah chapter 4, after seeing this golden lampstand vision, the building of the holy temple is mentioned.
在撒迦利亚书第四章，当这金灯台的意象说出来以后，就提到了圣殿的建造。Well,
the golden lampstand shining forth the light is depending on the supply of the oil from the olive tree.
金灯台能够照亮，是需要这橄榄树的供应油。The
building up of the holy temple can only be accomplished by the Spirit of the Lord.
而建造圣殿就只能够由神的灵来完成。Now
let us look at the building of the holy temple.
让我们再来看建造圣殿。
Firstly, it is a spiritual building.
第一，这是属灵的建筑。First
Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5 says, Coming to him as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Please note that here it mentions a spiritual house and a spiritual sacrifice.
请注意，这里讲到灵宫和灵祭。
This is a spiritual building and a spiritual service.
这是属灵的建筑，也是属灵的服事。
Today, the building of the holy temple is not a physical building. It is a building in the spirit and cannot be built by man's ways.
而今天这建造圣殿，它不，这殿不是一个物质的殿，所以不只能用灵来建造，不能够靠人的能力来建造。
Therefore, the second point is that it is by His Spirit.
因此，第二点就是倚靠他的灵。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 says, Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
撒迦利亚书第四章第六节，不是倚靠势力，不是倚靠才能，乃是倚靠我的灵，方能成事。
In this building, Christ is the foundation to support the building. He is the cornerstone to unite the building, and He is the capstone to complete the building.
在这建筑，基督他是支撑着建筑的根基，他是联合着建筑的房角石，他也是成就着建筑的奠顶石。
From beginning to the end, from bottom to top, everything is and is depending on Christ.
从起初到末了，从下到上，所有一切都需要要依靠基督才能成。
And in 2 Corinthians 3:17, it says, "And now the Lord is the Spirit."
在哥林多后书第三章十七节说，主就是那灵。
Therefore, to depend on the Lord is to depend on the Spirit.
因此倚靠主就是倚靠圣灵。
Thirdly, by coming to Him to build the temple of God.
第三点，来到他面前来建造这殿。
If Christ is everything in the building of the holy temple, what can we do? What do we need to do?
如果基督是建造这圣殿的一切，那我们能做什么？
We need to come to Him.
我们需要来到他面前。
Like the newborn babes,crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. 1 Peter 2:2 NIV translation.
彼得前书二章二节，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Please note that here it says spiritual milk. God's word is the pure spiritual milk that can cause us to grow.
请注意，这里说的是灵奶，主的话语就是那纯净的灵奶，能叫我们成长。
It can also transform us with from within, so that we may be changed and become a living stone fitted for building.
也能够从里面来改变我们，叫我们成为活石，能够合适建造在这圣殿上。
We also need to come together with the saints, because building up the holy temple.It's a corporate matter.
我们也需要与众圣徒一同来到他面前，因为建造圣殿是团体的事。
There's a brother in California we know, who used to have a hot temper toward his wife and a child.
在加州，我们认识一位弟兄，他以前呢，他常对他的妻子和孩子大发脾气。
By coming to the Lord through personal devotion.Bible study, Sunday meetings, he was enlightened by God's word, and his life was changed.
借着个人的灵修，来到主日聚会，还有读经，他的生命就被改变。
Gradually, he is being transformed into a living stone, and is put into the spiritual building.
他就被改变成活石，而且被建造在这灵宫上。
He has started to serve in the church and offer spiritual sacrifices in the meeting.
他也开始在教会里服事，而在聚会当中献上灵祭。
I believe there are many similar testimony among us as well.
我相信在我们中间有许多类似的见证。
Before God stirred up the heart of the Israelites to return to Jerusalem with the purpose of rebuilding the Holy Temple.
以前神激动以色列人的心，叫他们回到耶路撒冷，叫他们重建圣殿。
Today, God saved us and called us to His house, also with the purpose to build up His church.
今天神拯救我们，呼召我们进入他的教会，也是叫我们要为他建造这教会。
But we may gradually forget the purpose of God's calling.
但我们可能渐渐的就忘记了神的呼召。
We may focus on our own house and neglect His dwelling place.
我们可能只注重建造自己的家，而忽视了他的居所。
Let us be reminded and encouraged. Do not lose direction and miss the goal of our life.
让我们被提醒、被激励，不要失去了方向，而失去了那原先的标杆。
Conclusion.
的结论。
In Zechariah chapter 1, verse 14 and 16, as our brother, the brother lead the song he mentioned, the second half of these two verses.
撒迦利亚书第一章十四、十六节，在刚才领师弟兄所提到的后面那一半。
I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal. I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it.
我为耶路撒冷为
says the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，我为耶路撒冷为锡安心里极其火热。我回到耶路撒冷，仍施怜悯，我的殿必重建在其中。
Building of the Holy Temple is God's heart's desire. Whoever is for His house, He is delighted in Him.
建造圣殿是神的心意，谁若为着他的家，神就喜悦他。
Thus in Zechariah chapter 4, the second half of verse 10, it says,
在撒迦利亚书四章第十节的后半说，
For these seven,Rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth.
这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。
Today, his seven eyes, that is his seven spirit, still scan to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking those who care about the building.Of his temple.
今天他的七眼，也就是七灵，仍旧在遍察全地，要寻找有心愿为他建家室的人。
His heart shall rejoice if he can find such a person, because this is something that touches God's heart.
如果他能找到这样的人，他的心就会欢喜，因为这人是能摸到他的心。
Let us all come.To be part of this glorious and eternal building.
让我们一起来有份于建造这荣耀和永恒的建筑。
Now I will let my brother Steve to continue.
然后 Steve 弟兄要继续交通。
Good morning.
早安。
I do want to just really continue and reinforce and compliment a couple of things our brother Samuel shared this morning.
我要继续把刚才朱弟兄所交通的再加强再继续分享。
So with this thought, this vision of the golden lampstand, let's read a few more verses.
让我们再读几处圣经。
Beginning in John chapter 17, verse 22 and 23.
约翰福音十七章二十二、二十三节。
John 17, 22 and 23.
约翰福音十七章二十二、二十三节。
And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfected in unity, that the world may know that thou didst send me, and didst love them, even as thou didst love me.
约翰福音十七章二十二节，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
And then a few verses in First Corinthians chapter 12.
再来读几节，在哥林多前书十二章。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
哥林多前书十二章十二节。
For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子，基督也是这样。
And then down in verse 15, if the foot says, because I am not a hand, I am not part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body.
15节，设若脚说，我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。
And if the ear says, because I am not an eye, I am not part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body.
设若耳说，我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。
If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be?
若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？
But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he desired.
但如今，神随自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身子上了。
In verse 21, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, or again the head to the feet, I have no need of you.
眼不能对手，二十一节，眼不能对手说，我用不着你，头也不能对脚说，我用不着你。
On the contrary, it is much truer that the members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we deem less honorable, on these we bestow more abundant honor.And our less presentable members become much more presentable.
不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给他加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。
Verse 24, whereas our seemly members have no need of it, but God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to that member which lacked.
二十四节。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭着身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺欠的肢体。
So that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another.
免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
And then, just that verse our brother read in Zechariah 4:6.Then he answered and said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
然后我们弟兄刚才读的撒迦利亚书四章六节，他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
As our brother shared with us, this vision or picture of the golden lampstand is really a wonderful representation of the body of Christ.
刚才我们弟兄所交通的这金灯台，实在就是一个我们能够预表我们基督的身体是最美的图画。
And my burden this morning is to continue along that line and really share about what the Lord's doing to build us up as this body, His body.
我的负担就是继续在交通这一点，看主如何在建造他的身体。
One head, who is our Lord Jesus Christ.
一个头就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And one body that testifies, upholds the character, the nature, the glory, the honor of our Lord Jesus.
一个身体就是来见证并持守他的性质，他的特性。
So as our brother shared, it is of pure gold, the very divine nature of God.
因此，刚才弟兄所交通的，它的成分就是金晶，是神圣的特质。
This body that He is building us into is not man improved. It's not us getting better. It is something transformed into the very character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他所建造的身体，就是他要改变我们，让我们从里面来改变，成为他的荣耀的身体。
And as our brother shared, it is one piece, one hammered work, not a bunch of different elements connected together, but one piece in Christ.
我们弟兄所交通的，它是一块金晶，不是有许多块拼在一起的。
And its purpose is to uphold and testify of the light in unity.
它的目的就是要持守并见证合一里的合一里面的光。
So there's this building, this hammering, this shaping that's going on.
所以有这个击打，有他来改变，正在进行。
And we're being built together in this unity of His Spirit.
我们就在合里头，在他的灵里被建造。
And this unity cannot be accomplished by might, by power. It is by the work of His Holy Spirit.
而这合一不是用人的势力或才能所能成就的，而是由他的灵所成就的。
So, what is our role?
因此，我们的角色是什么？
Our brother began to share that as we come to Christ, and first and foremost are connected to the Lord Jesus Christ.
因此，我们弟兄所交通的，我们要来到他面前，这是最基本的，是首要的。
He does that building work, but then we also must be related to one another.
他在我们中间做建造的工作，而我们也必须彼此相关。
We have to have this relationship one with another.
我们必须彼此有这样亲密的关系。
So what's the practicality of that relationship?
因此，这关系的实际是什么？
So first, we have to recognize the importance of the body of Christ.
第一，我们必须要认识基督身体的重要。
Second, we really need to learn to be related. What does it mean to be related one to another?
第二，我们必须要明白这彼此相关是什么意思。
And third, what is that our testimony in unity in Christ?
第三，就是在基督里合一的见证。
So first, let's just consider this, the importance of the body of Christ.
我们首先，我们就要来思想这基督身体的重要。
To have a relationship takes an investment.
我们要有关系，我们必须要有付上代价。
An investment of time, an investment of interest.
我们必须摆上时间，摆上关心。
An investment of attention. We have to give each other even attention.
我们要彼此要关注。
But generally, before we make an investment, we have to see the importance of why we're making that investment.
但是当我们付上代价之前，我们必须看见我们的目的。
And what we have to see in the body is how it is this, we take the physical picture of the body to see the spiritual importance.
我们就用物质的身体来看到属灵的意义。
The body cannot be made up of just a bunch of disconnected or loosely connected members.
这身体不能有一些这些不相连的肢体所组成。
You're not able to take your arm off anytime you want and then put it back when you need it.
你不能随便把你的手臂拿下来，然后需要的时候再放回去。
Your arm is a part of your body and it is connected to you.
你的手臂是你身体的一部分，是连接在你身体上的。
And your arm, has even other members that are very dependent upon it.
而还有其他的肢体是依靠你的手臂的。
Some parts are very directly dependent.
有的肢体是直接的依靠。
And other parts are more indirectly dependent.
有的肢体是不直接的，间接的依靠。
So your finger, your hands, they're connected to your arm. They're very dependent upon your arm to reach back to the rest of your body.
因此你的手、你的指头都是连接在这手臂上，也都是要依靠它的。
But other parts of your body, even your torso, your legs are dependent upon your arm.
但是其他的肢体，你的大腿、小腿也都要依靠的。
The arm actually provides balance and helps the whole body stay balanced, all the members working together.
它让你的身体能保持平衡，好让所有的肢体一起做工。
So to be able to walk, to run, to do things, you really need all the members of the body functioning together.
因此，你要能走能跑，你就需要所有的肢体一起运行做工。
Your feet, your legs can bring you up to another person.
你的手、你的脚可以带你到另一个人面前。
But then it takes your arms to embrace that person.
但是需要你的手臂来拥抱这人。
It would be a little bit awkward to use your legs and try to embrace somebody, and that would be a little bit strange.
如果你要用你的脚来拥抱人，这是一个很尴尬、很奇怪的事。
Further, if parts of our body are cut off, we usually think of that as a disability or a dysfunction.
如果你的身体一部分被切掉了，这就是一个残疾。
And certainly, if the body is separated from the head, we just call that dead.
如果一个身体跟头分开了，那这人就死了。
Now, this is a physical picture, but again, it's a real picture of our spiritual dependence.
这是一个物质的图画，但是却能说明着属灵的实际。
And we may not currently fully understand or even fully appreciate, but we definitely need one another.
也许我们并不能完全明白这一点，但是我们需要这是我们需要彼此是要依靠。
And we need to see one another as Christ sees us.
我们要用基督的眼光来看彼此。
As he looks upon us and sees the Christ in us, even that potential in what he's doing to build a golden lampstand.
当基督看我们，他就看到那个将来他要成就的，成为金灯台的那一部分。
Unfortunately, we tend to look at one another and we tend to judge or reach opinions.
但是我们看彼此的时候，我们就常会论断，我们常常就会有自己的意见。
Often failing to appreciate the Christ that is in one another.
我们常常不能够欣赏彼此中的基督。
When in fact, it is the Christ in each one of us that's the only part that can be trusted.
实际上，在我们里面的基督才是唯一能够依靠的。
And that Christ in each one of us is our hope, it's our assurance.
在我们每一个人里面的基督是我们的盼望，是我们的确据。
It really gives us that assurance that we can trust Christ to finish what he started in us and what he started in our brothers and sisters.
他给我们确据，知道基督必要成就在我们里面的工作，也要成就在弟兄姊妹身上的工作。
And to fulfill even what the Lord has called us to, we have to be built together.
要成就我们所蒙召所要基督所要成就的，我们必须要一起被建造。
We cannot fully fulfill his purpose without one another. There's this great dependence we have upon each other.
若没有彼此，我们不能够一同被建造，我们要彼此依靠。
And in this dependence, we need to learn to be related to one another.
这依靠就是要我们要彼此相关。
So what does it mean to be related, to be in a relationship with one another?
在彼此相关，这是什么意思？
I think a beautiful picture of understanding this need for relationship comes from when the children of Israel left Egypt, destined for the promised land.
我想这个可以从以色列的子民他们到出埃及进入这旷野中，可以是一幅美好的这幅图画能够向我们显明。
So they were headed to the land promised by the Almighty God.
他们要朝着那应许之地而去。
And you may remember the story, as they went out initially, 12 spies were sent to look into the land.
你应该记得，当他们去的时候，有十二位探子被差遣要去窥探那地。
So we had Joshua, Caleb, and 10 other, 12 leaders of the various tribes of Israel.
我有加勒、约书亚和其他十位探子。
They were sent to investigate this land flowing with milk and honey and to bring back a report to the rest of the people.
他们要窥探着流奶与蜜之地，要带回信息来。
And so they went out and they spied the land and they brought back even some of the fruit and the produce of the land.
他们窥探了那地，并且还带回来了当地的水果和土产。
And they found the land to be very abundant. It even says they cut down a branch, a cluster of grapes, and it was so large it took two of them to carry it on their shoulders.
他们发现那地是非常的丰盛，甚至他们带回一串葡萄需要两个人才能够背负。
So as they returned and reported, you would expect a glorious report.
因此当他们回来报告的时候，你会预期这是一个很荣耀的信息。
But actually Joshua and Caleb did have a glorious report.
但是只有加勒和约书亚他们有着荣耀 的报告。
But the other 10 spies gave a very unfavorable report.
但其他十位探子就给了很不利 的信息。
Seeing that Joshua and Caleb had the right spiritual vision, the right understanding of what the Lord's promise was.
加勒和约书亚他们有那对的灵，他们明白神的旨意，看见有那意象。
Joshua and Caleb were not distracted by the giants, by all the deception of the world.
加勒和约书亚他们不被那里的巨人或是被这个属世 的事所欺骗了。
They seemed to have an understanding of some understanding of what was on the Lord's heart.
他们明白神的心意。
And yet the other 10 spies were very distracted by the giants, very distracted by this, all of the temptations and all of the cloudiness of the world, if you will.
而这十位探子他们却被那巨人所搅扰，会被那个坚固的城池所搅扰，被许多属世的事所搅扰。
So ultimately, the children of Israel were not able to go in at that time, and they had to wander the desert for 40 years in the wilderness.
因此，以色列的百姓就不能够那大时就不能进入那地，而必须在旷野漂流四十年。
Until that one generation passed away, and the next generation came.
直到那一个世代过了，新的一代兴起了。
So Joshua and Caleb, no matter how clear their vision, no matter how much they had seen, they could not go into the land alone.
因此。无论加勒和约书亚他们 的意象是多么清楚，他们所看到的是多么清楚，但是他们也不能进去。
They had to wait patiently as the Lord did His work to build together a group of overcomers that would enter the land.
他们必须要耐心的等待，让主能够来建造 这一群得胜者。
Now this does not mean that Joshua and Caleb were fully prepared to enter the land either, even though they may have seen a lot of what the Lord desired.
这也并不是说加勒和约书亚他们是已经预备好了能进这美地，虽然他们看有这意象看见了。
They had much yet to learn and much work the Spirit had to do on them as well as in the rest of the children of Israel.
但是在他们属灵里，神还有很多工作要在他们身上做，如同其他的以色列人。
But the question I think that we have to ponder is what was their attitude, what was their response?
但我们必须要思想的是他们的回应是什么。
They could have been bitter. They could have murmured against the other spies.
他们可能会苦读，他们可能会向其他的探子发怨言。
You know, how would we have reacted?
你知道我们会怎么样反应？
Often we blame others.
我们常常就会彼此责怪。
We certainly would be disappointed.
我们会非常失望。
We may have even chosen to distance ourselves from the others.
我们可能就远离其他的人。
Thought, well, we've got vision, they don't have vision.
觉得我们有意向，他们没有意向。
However, if the spies were left to continue to give their report to their children and to the other Israelites, what would the result have been?
但是如果那十个探子继续留着，向另一个世代的以色列人报告这恶性，那你想这结果是什么？
How did the next generation learn what was on the Lord's heart?
在下一个世代怎么能够明白神的心意？
How did they see what it was meant to have a living relationship with the Lord?
他们怎么知道什么是与神有一个活泼的关系？
How, unless they were interacting with others that were living out that life, that joy?
他们如何能够一起能活出那喜乐的生命？
Now, I imagine it was very hard for Joshua and Caleb to hide when traveling together in this camel train, right?
我想在这个骆驼队里，加勒和约书亚会非常困难，要隐藏自己。
And so they must have continued to hear Joshua and Caleb talk about the land.
因此，他们必须继续听见加勒和约书亚在谈论这地。
Talk about what the Lord had promised.
来讲到，耶和华所应许的事。
Even after the grapes were eaten, they probably continued to speak of the richness and the beauty of the land.
他们会继续来谈论那地是何等的丰盛，是何等的荣美。
And obviously, Joshua and Caleb had a longing, a very longing in their heart to enter that land.
加勒和约书亚心中有极大的渴慕，要进入那地。
And I think when we long to enter into the purpose of the Lord, it also results in a yearning that His people would be prepared.
当我们心中又有一个极大的渴慕进入神永远的旨意，那就会在神的子民中，让神的子民中有会有也这样的渴慕。
Now it was a very long journey for them.
对他们是一个极长的路程。
Not in distance, but in time.
不是在距离，而是在时间。
And at times they saw the people rebel. At times they saw the people murmur.
他们在这个时间中，他们看见了。百姓的发怨言，看见百姓的背叛。
And you wonder if they questioned, how can the Lord ever prepare this people?
你也会怀疑神如何来预备这些人。
Will the Lord ever really gain what's on his heart?
神是否真能得着他心中所想望的？
After all, the Lord has saved some very strange people.
神实在是拯救了一些很奇怪的子民。
We can look at me and you, and He has saved some very strange people.
你看我，看你，神实在是拣选了一批很奇怪的子民。
At the same time, as they spent time together and shared about the richness of that land, there was an encouragement, there was an enlarging.
而当他们花时间彼此来交通，那地的丰盛，这就是一个激励。
Even think of Joshua and Caleb, and they must have spent time with some of the sons of Korah.
想到加勒和约书亚，他们必定也跟可拉后裔能在一起。
And you remember Korah was one that rebelled against Moses and Abiram and against the Lord.
你记得可拉是那位背叛了摩西。
Matter of fact, he rebelled such that the Lord brought an earthquake and swallowed him into the ground.
因着他们这样的心，神就让这个地开了口，把他们吞了。
And yet, out of that catastrophe and out of that death,
在那个极大的灾祸和死亡中，
we actually see a wonderful thing rise, and that is these sons of Korah.
我们却看见很奇妙的事发生了，就是可拉的后裔。
This line, this sons of Korah actually wrote 11 of the Psalms.
可拉的后裔写了11章诗篇。
And in David's time, they actually became leaders in the worship and in the singing in the temple.
而在大卫的时代，他的后裔就成了那敬拜和唱诗的首领。
So as they spent time together, what encouragement, what hope that must have given them.
当他们花时间在一起的时候，会带给他们何等的盼望和激励。
And what enlargement as we see the hand of the Lord working and transforming us in His likeness.
也看见神要改变我们像他的度量有更加的扩充了。
Now Joshua and Caleb had to remain teachable during these days.
加勒和约书亚他们有着受教的心。
Despite that they may have had some vision, there was so much more for them to learn and enter into.
虽然他们有这意象，他们还有更多的他们需要学习进入的。
Further preparation of themselves and further preparation of even the others.
更多的预备他自己，也预备其他的人。
But as they continued to pursue the Lord and they continued on in faithfulness to Him, He continued to faithfully prepare them.
当他们继续的跟随他，忠心的来跟随他，而主就极其信实的来带领他们。
And He brought them to a point where He did take them into the promised land.
最后就带他们进入这应许的美地。
And he didn't take in one, two, or three. He took them all in.
他不只带一个、两个、三个，而是他把他们全体都带入了这美地。
Brothers and sisters, we are incomplete without each other.
弟兄姊妹，若没有彼此，我们是不完全的。
And that's why it is very important that we have to invest time together in the body of Christ.
因此，这是非常关键的。我们必须要摆上时间，彼此相处。
Time really getting to know one another and to understand what the Lord's doing in each one's life.
我们要花时间彼此了解，知道神在个人身上所做的工作。
As our brother said, it's not just a social club. It's really time learning and reading the Word together, praying together.
如同弟兄交通的，这不是一个属世的组织，而是我们要花时间一起祷告，一起读经。
Time invested in understanding what pressures or things may be impacting one another's lives.
我们要摆上时间，要知道能够影响个人的环境的。
Because it's really only when we understand some of those things can we effectively pray for one another.
只有我们真实的了解别人的境况，我们才能够真实的为人祷告。
I can certainly hear of somebody's sickness or an issue in their life and pray.
我会听见有人生病了而为他祷告。
But it's not as effective as when we together can understand and capture the burden of what's on the Lord's heart in that situation.
那却不如我们在一起祷告，真实的得到那负担，知道神的心意。
One of the largest blessings I've even had over the last couple of years is one-on-one times with different parents of fifth graders.
在过去这几年，我得到极大的祝福，就是和这些儿童服事的和这些。儿童的家长能有一对一的交通。
It's very encouraging and enlightening to sit down and then to share together with this burden of what is the Lord doing in this child's life.
这是非常激励我，而能让我明白这些个人的这些家长们的负担。
And to have the shared desire that the Lord gain this child for Himself.
而他们能够交通神如何要得着这些孩子们。
And as a parent is very open and shares about the challenges and the things going on, it's very helpful to how to pray.
这当家长们很敞开的交通他们孩子的情况，这就能帮助我们为他们祷告。
Sometimes with the limited time we might spend in class, it matches up and you understand some of the behaviors or the it's the same burden that you might have had for this child.
有时候在课堂上的有限的时间，我们就会明白了他这些孩子所处的情况，他们所遇到的问题。
Other times it gives you a better perspective or understanding to then be more effective in your prayer.
有的时候你就能够有更好的看法，能知道能更好的明白这些孩子的光景，就能更有效的为他们祷告。
And as we trust that our common desire is for the Lord's heart in this child's life,
我们就能够信靠主向着这孩子的心意。
Then we're really able to start praying effectively and start moving the hands of God.
我们就能更有效的为孩子祷告，摇动神的手。
Now, unfortunately, some people are not willing to be open.
但很可惜的，有的家长不愿意敞开。
Or they're not willing to invest in that time even to share and pray together.
他们不愿意摆上时间与我们一同交通，一同祷告。
Often, how we are too busy to get together or pray or share together.
他们常说他们太忙了，没有时间一起交通祷告。
And even in that sadness, it gives us some insight then of how to pray and the challenges that may be on a particular child's life.
这样是很可惜的，但是我们仍旧能够为这些孩子来祷告。
So I want to encourage you, there is an investment that needs to take place in a relationship we need to have with one another.
因此我要鼓励大家，我们若要能够 与人相交，我们必须要摆上时间。
And that relationship certainly begins in the home, the smallest unit of the body of Christ.
这关系就开始于家里，就是这基督身体最小的单位。
But then it's also amongst one another where the Lord has put us together.
也是在当主把我们众人放在一起的时候里面的负担。
The Lord has declared that His testimony is in the unity of His people.
主的宣告，他的见证是在于他子民的合一。
So what is that testimony of unity that we have?
你的见证，合一的见证是什么？
As our brother says, it's a hammered work. It's a beating at times.
我们弟兄所交通的，这是的捶打的工作，这是击打的工作。
And to be invested, to be related, we are vulnerable.
当我们要彼此相交、彼此相关的时候，我们就容易被暴露我们的软弱。
We may have been hurt at times. We may have been felt that we were betrayed by others at times.
我们可能我们会可能会受到伤害，我们可能觉得会被人背叛，会被背叛。
Because we opened our hearts, or we trusted them to see what was on our hearts.
因为我们敞开我们的，我们对人敞开我们的心，让他们知道我们心里所想的。
But we must be willing to be exposed like that.
但我们必须乐意这样被这样敞开。
We must be open to minister to one another and be ministered to by one another.
我们必须这样敞开，好能服侍人，也能被服侍。
You know, it is very easy, and it's almost our human nature to judge and to tear one another down.
这是我们的天性，我们容易要论断人，我们容易要攻击人。
But that does not build the church.
那并不是建造神的教会。
We cannot just coexist together.
我们不能只是共存。
And it's not just a matter of accepting one another.
我们也并不是，我们不单只是彼此接纳。
It's really learning to be dependent or dependent upon one another.
我们必须学习要彼此依靠。
And together seeing what the Lord's heart and what the work He's doing, building us together.
当我们在一起要看见神的心意，看见他如何来建造我们。
Now, as we invest in one another, there are some people that you cannot help.
当我们这样子付上代价，但是还是有人没有办法帮助的。
There are some that may betray you at times.
Sorry.
May betray you at times.
有的人他们曾经背叛了你。
But our heart should be to pray that everyone is prepared as the bride in the body of Christ.
但是我们必须祷告，每一个人都是装饰整齐、预备好的心腹。
We're not to determine how the Lord is making an overcomer versus who will not respond.
我们不是要看谁是得胜者，谁是没有回应的人。
Our job is to look at one another and the work Christ is doing and have grace and put one another in Christ's hands.
我们, 必须有, 有这样的, 看见神的恩典。
And as we do that, He will faithfully do His work. It's the same place we want others to put us.
当我们这样做的时候,就能够, 看见神, 神所做的。他也是这样子的, 来对我们。
I do know when we do the hammering, it's a pretty shattered work.
当我们, 当我们被, 这, 这捶打的工作是能叫我们被破碎的。
It falls apart very quickly.
我们很快就能被, 被破碎。
But if we really care for one another,
但我们若真的是顾念彼此
If we really believe the Lord,
如果我们真的是信靠神
Then we can entrust one another into the Lord's hands.
我们就能够把、彼此放在神的手中
And we can trust the Lord that He knows what He's doing in putting us together.
我们能信靠神他知道他所做的他能够
Because when the Lord hammers us into one body, it is a glorious work.
因为神的捶打在他身体中的捶打的工作是荣耀的工作
Now it's challenging we can't directly relate to everybody with a group this large
但是在、我们这么大的团体中是我们是这很大的挑战我们不能够、这样子彼此 相交
At the same time we can't choose to just be built with three or four and have a little isolated group
我们也不能只是拣选三四个人而有一个小的 团体
But as we do share, as we fellowship together, and then various group, or members of those groups share with others, we are built together as a larger group.
当我们彼此相交而我们 每一个、团体都在彼此相交但我们还是能够相交
As Hai Bing and I spend time together, he shares a living word, and then I share that with Taishan. Taishan shares it with Roy.
当海滨跟我交通了，我然后我再跟台森弟兄交通，台森弟兄再跟孔英弟兄交通。
海滨 may have not spent that time directly with Roy or Taishan, but it's still a growing and enlargement of the living Word of Christ.
海滨可能没有直接跟孔弟兄或跟台森弟兄交通，但是我们这样相交，还是能够在主里能够有这样的交通。
And through that fellowship, through that investment of time, the Lord builds His church.
而借着这样的交通，借着我们摆上的时间，就神就在建造我们。
But it takes time.
但是需要花上时间。
And it takes us seeing the importance of the body.
需要我看见这身体的重要。
And it takes us looking upon one another as the golden lampstand.
需要看见彼此都是金灯台。
If we look at the physical just appearance or some of our traits, we may never see the gold.
如果我们只是看人的外表，看人表面的特性，就不能够建造。
But if we look at the Christ in one another, we see what Christ sees in that completed work in Him.
但是我们要看人里面的基督，基督能够成就那建造的工作。
Now the greatest counterfeit today, unfortunately, is social media. I could keep up probably with everybody in this room, right? But
今天今天最大的这个虚谎就是那个社交的网络。
I could Snapchat, I could check, well, I could find out what all 400 people have going on today. Right? But that's really just information, that's not being related to one another.
但是就是你只是单单的知道一些事，这并不是与人相交。
That's no different than going down the internet and reading all the news stories about the famous people and thinking we know them.
就像你在网上读一些有名人的新闻，你就觉得说你认识他们。
It really takes, again, a spending a time together, a praying together, a reading the word together.
我们必须摆上时间，一起祷告，一起交通。
The Lord has gathered us for a purpose, and it's His purpose.
神聚集我们为着他的旨意。
And that purpose is to lift up, to display this light in a dark world.
这他的旨意就是要高举并来见证在这黑暗的时代我们是那明光
to display his glory, his majesty, his grace
要来彰显他的荣耀他的尊贵
so may we see this dependence and this importance of dependence we have on one another
愿我们看见这彼此依靠的重要
and may we learn by the spirit to be led and be united in relationship to one another
也愿圣灵带领我们让我们能够彼此相交能彼此相关
To really guard this unity that we might be perfected in it.
能护卫这关系能够能够得着，让这关系能完全。
So that the world may see who Jesus Christ is.
让世人都看见基督是谁。
Because when we look upon the body of Christ and it reflects Christ, it is a glorious church.
因为当我们看到教会，就知道这是荣耀的教会，能够彰显基督。
Let's just pray and commit this word to the Lord.
让我们祷告，把这话交在主的手中。
Lord, we do thank you that you are about a glorious work.
主，我们感谢你，你在我们中间做着荣耀的工作。
And that work is to build your church.
这工作就是要建造你的教会。
A golden lampstand that displays the very character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是金灯台，能够彰显主的的性情和荣耀。
And it displays the life of Christ.
能够彰显基督的生命。
Bringing you all glory and honor.
能把一切的荣耀尊贵都归给你。
Lord, we thank you for the faithful work that you're doing in each one of our lives.
主，我们感谢你在我们个人中间做着信实的工作。
And Lord, we do ask that you would continue to lead us, that we would see the work you're doing collectively in our lives.
就求你继续来带领我们，让我们看见你在我们每一个人中间做这样的工作。
And though awkward at times, though difficult at times, Lord, take these relationships and use us to be built together into your church.
没有尴尬的时间，没有这奇怪的时间，让我们都一起能被建造，能够彰显你的荣耀。
Lord, our desire is that you would have the church, the body of Christ that is on your heart.
知道这荣耀的教会是你的心意。
And that all would be made ready to usher in your soon and coming return.
让我们都能预备好装饰整齐来等候你的再来。
Lord, it is with confidence, with assurance that we commit ourselves into your hands.
能带着这样的信心和确据，我们把自己交托在你的手中。
And Lord, it is with the desire that you would continue to remove our hands from this work.And show us the work of your Spirit.
主，你继续在我们的中间显明你所要做的工作。
That we would bring you all the glory and honor that you are worthy of.
把我们一切的荣耀尊贵都归给你，这是你所配得的。
We ask these things in your name, Lord Jesus.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.